Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Hopefully you got lots of sleep. How did you guys sleep last night? Pretty good?
I slept like a baby last night.
Well, there you have it.
I slept good until I had to get up at my normal time for work. I've been sleeping in for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
That's the trouble when you do the transition back, isn't it?
Sure is.
These are things that are sabotaging your sleep, and you probably don't even know it. Well, some you'll know. I mean, the first thing on the list.
Cup of coffee too late in the evening or caffeine?
No.
No? Too much light in the bedroom?
The phone beside the bed.
Oh, gosh, it's so bad.
Even if you're using it as your alarm, especially if you're using it as your alarm because then the device is near you and it's interfering with your rest because it's tempting to check email or Facebook or tweet something, you know, something like that.
But my bedside table is where my charger is. I charge it every night.
Well,
it's
then
there.
You need to move the charger, Polly. This is not rocket science. Move the charger to the kitchen.
But then how am I supposed to hit the snooze button in the morning?
Get a real alarm clock, one that doesn't have Facebook. Last time I checked, the little ding-a-ling ones, no Facebook on there.
That's true. That's true.
Try that one.
That's a good point.
So that leads into the second thing, checking email or surfing the internet in bed. So who doesn't love to lay with the tablet or the laptop and kind of do some work in bed?
I've actually stopped doing that because of the very reason. I find that if I am on my phone before I go to sleep, it does take me longer to fall asleep. So whatever it is that kicks my brain into gear when I'm scrolling my phone when I'm supposed to be sleeping, it affects my sleep.
Well, it's everything.
Sure.
The stimulation, the light.
The light, yeah.
You know, so it's, yes, that is a sleep sabotager.
Also, when your wife is scrolling her phone in your bed while you're trying to fall asleep. Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
You did, yeah.
Maybe just take it away gently and give her a kiss. Eating oranges, garlic, or tomatoes at night, all too acidic, so that could give you the heartburn. Coffee, chocolate, popcorn, all of those things that we kind of like to snack on.
I like the popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
A lot,
late
yeah.
at night, right? So, none of that. None of that. Here's the one, Polly. Here's another one. Sleeping with your pet. Kitty's got to go. Because
Kitty's got to go, period, Polly, but whatever. If you want to just kick Shane and Sheba out of bed, that's up to you.
The animals will disturb you in some way during the night. Even if you don't remember it, they're moving, you're moving, so there's too much happening in the bed.
Does this not say anything about an alcoholic beverage before bed?
Well, I'm getting
okay.
there.
I wondered, because that's
your
one,
proverbial horses for a second.
That's one I disagree with vehemently.
Sleeping in on weekends. Because you're screwing up your routine. Who the heck wants to get up at the crack of stupid on the weekend?
I'm not getting up at 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
No,
sorry,
exactly.
Not happening.
Using the wrong laundry detergent. If you find yourself any kind of issue, like where you're itchy or you kind of don't like the smell, switch that up. Farewell. Winding down with wine or whiskey. Do not.
And I've heard this and I've read this countless times. I am telling you, a beer or two before bed, I'm like, I'm ready to go. I love it. It sets me up for sleep.
It helps you fall asleep, but it doesn't help you stay asleep.
That's,
it's detrimental to your REM, which is, of course, the deepest sleep stage, which is the one you want.
Is that because I have to get up and pee?
The culprit is your nightcap.
Mm-hmm. Huh. All right, then.
And this one, too, which I know a lot of people. So it's funny because I think people either love the bedroom really nice and warm and toasty.
Oh, yes.
Or they love it cold and breezy.
So warm.
And then if you get someone who's a toasty and someone who's a breezy and you try to put them together in the same bed, chaos.
We could put ice packs on one side of the bed for the person that likes it cooler. And then I could keep my toasty side. I love it warm. I just, all the covers.
Maybe we could just have Lucy and Desi beds again. You do what you want to do in your bed. I'll do what I want to do in my bed. Some days we'll push them together. Bippity boppity boo.
Emphasis on the boppity.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.